This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, we also give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. We also appreciate our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, plus our UPS, our FedEx, and our postal bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done there, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase. Captain, add an S to it, America. Make it into one word. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, out there in California, in the land of fruit, nuts, milk, and honey, and Nancy Pelosi, and no, she was not hanged at Gitmo. Oh, God. She's alive and well. It's Kyle Warren.
That's right, Captain. She is alive and well. It was a hard story they got out there, but good morning to everybody.
And, folks, this was an example of what we're talking about. One of our listeners, Chris, Rock and Roll Chris, found a story to show what it was we were talking about, and it was, I don't want to even name the source. It was some ridiculous garbage site that said that Nancy Pelosi had been hung at Gitmo.
Yes, and thanks to Rock and Roll Chris for sharing that with us, because again, it goes to the important point that we were making earlier about these kinds of salacious, literally out of the blue, made up stuff.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're right. All right. Well, let's get going here. I don't have a lot of time to monkey around, and we got a lot of things to talk about. How about Pelé, the Brazilian soccer star extraordinary, obviously the king of soccer, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
He passed away at the age of 82. He lived a long life, was a tremendous sports figure, and I remember him when he was playing back in the day. I've never seen anybody quite like him then or since.
Well, and Pelé, I think, helped to introduce soccer to different parts of the world.
Yep.
Where it was more or less unknown. And so, just a real icon and just a real inspiration to the sports world out there, absolutely.
And they brought him to the right place. They brought him to New York to introduce soccer to the country here in New York. And he played for years with a team out of New York, the professional team.
Well, when I was a young kid, I think everybody wanted to be Pelé if they played soccer, if they got introduced to it, and yeah, so he was a household name.
Yep. Now, the woman who gave birth to a child fathered by Hunter Biden has requested a court to change the young girl's last name to Biden.
Well, that's right. I guess she feels that the girl would benefit from being have the last name of Biden to be considered in the Biden family. But a lot of this comes out of the fact that Hunter Biden was petitioning to have his child support payments lowered. Can you imagine that, Captain?
Well, he pays $5,000 to live in the place he's living in, but he's living up high off the hog with all the money that he's garnished.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't know all the ins and outs of Hunter Biden's finances, but it seems like it shouldn't be a problem to do the child support. But
well, he's a millionaire.
Well, right. Well, but this is definitely, you know, and also it makes this story more poignant because there's a child involved, someone who never thought, you know, didn't ask to be part of this whole situation. So we wish the mom and the daughter the very best.
And he tried to get out from under this once before. It did not happen. The judge wouldn't have any part of it. She produced the paternity papers and the fact that he was, in fact, the father. So he was held responsible, and he's stuck. And I guess if she wants to change the name, and the judge goes along with it, guess what? That girl will be a Biden, like it or not.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. But I think apart from this particular instance in his life, I think we're going to find out a lot more, Captain, about Hunter Biden, the money, and the big guy. So just stay tuned.
Speaking of stay tuning, the House report has skewered an FDA report over the Alzheimer's drug approval that was just made on a brand-new drug for Alzheimer's. And I don't know why the House was getting involved in this. I guess because they didn't have their fingers in the money-making end of it.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, but again, and especially when we think about that, I think every single person listening to us probably knows someone who had a family member who was affected by this terrible, terrible disease.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still there.
Well, that's right. It's just it's a tragedy when it strikes.
All right. Well, we're fixing to go out on break. When we come back from the break, folks, you're going to talk about Elaine Chao. Does that name ring a bell, Kyle?
That's right. Isn't she married to Mitch McConnell, I think?
Yeah, what you hear we're going to talk about here, because she went off on Donald Trump yesterday and Southwest Airlines. Aha. Uh-huh. Like she knows how to run an airline. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Going to be a great weekend.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, my brother, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. You'll hear him hour number four this morning on the program. We're going to have a lot to talk about there, and he is going to be locked and loaded for bear because we're going to be talking a lot about the current political climate that we have in Washington, D.C., which is just horrible still, even with the changes that were made. We've got 4 days, folks. Republicans take over 4 days. Don't know what that's going to bring. We're just going to have to hope for the best. But this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Yep, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, the website. All you got to do, folks, is click on the website link, MyPillow.com. You'll come to the home page, and you'll see a page there that says Radio Listener Specials. Click here. You click on that, and you go. You're going to need a promo code. The promo code will be Captain. And you're also going to be amazed by some of the things you see. Let me just start with this. They've got the six-piece bath towel set. Now, the bath towels they have, folks, are not the size of a standard bath towel. These are just about as big as a beach towel, number one, the big old bath towels. Number two, the hand towels are about twice the size of what you would expect to find. And number three, the washcloths are also pretty good sized. It's unbelievable what you get, and the product is simply amazing. Soft to the touch, smells good, it's got a fragrance. Now, these were $89.98 when they were selling for the regular price, but for a limited time, you can get the whole set for $39.98. That's a savings of $50 with your promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, the promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, the products all come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like what you got 60 days to send it back and get your money back, no questions asked. You can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800
641-5459 for more details. Speak to a live person. Remember, that's MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page that's there. Click on it. Promo code will be Captain. And if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Elaine Chao, the wife of Mitch McConnell, former Secretary of Transportation. And she wasn't bad at what she did. She had an opportunity to use her expertise because she at least was in the transportation business. She ran a shipping company with Mitch McConnell. So they at least were in the transportation business, correct?
Right. I think unlike Pete Buttigieg, yeah.
Well, he knew how to fix potholes in streets.
I suppose.
And even he wasn't that good at it, from what I've been told. But anyway, so Elaine Chao sounded off on Donald Trump's racist quips, talking about how he was being racist with some of the things that he was saying. Well, she's part of the swamp, remember that. So don't take that with any more than a grain of salt. And then she tore into Southwest for the nightmares that they were creating, people, and saying that they could have done a lot better. Well, I agree with that. They could have done a lot better. They knew they had problems with their computer system. They knew they had staffing problems. They knew they were coming up on one of the busiest flight days of the year, namely Christmas and New Year's. They knew all of this, and they failed to prepare for it.
Well, she talked about the idea that at one point the company, meaning Southwest, was, I think, as she called it, a paragon in the airline industry, quote unquote. And I think a lot of people, Captain, came to rely on a company like that or a carrier like that, even though it was, you know, it was cheap and no frills, but they'd get you there and it was supposed to run like a clockwork. But that's not transpiring these days for different reasons, including, evidently, the weather.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, they've been averaging like 2,500 cancellations a day for the last, what, week?
I believe so, yes.
And they've had well over 11,000 flights that were canceled, something like that. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what they did today to change the numbers around?
What was that?
They canceled the flights altogether. They just failed to schedule them, put them on the schedule. So wait till you hear what I'm about to read. There are actually 81 flights canceled today in the United States. 81 flights. The majority of the flights that have been canceled today are all Chinese flights. Southwest is, where are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Southwest is down to number 7.
Interesting. But is that one of the reasons because the flights just aren't scheduled, therefore they can't be canceled?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's the game they're playing now.
Yeah, so it looks better on paper, doesn't it?
That's the game they're playing now, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they can't say that, well, it is. Nope. They're doing a whole lot better right now, according to that. Now, in the meantime, get this. Buttigieg, or as I like to call him, Butthead, made a September pledge of the airlines will be running better by the holidays.
Yeah, but we're not going to hold him to that.
I think he was sitting on his brain when he said that, wasn't he?
Well, but that's stuff that Democrat leaders go out and say. They say stuff like that, and then when something doesn't go right, then we just don't worry about that anymore. We just don't bring it up. You're bringing it up.
Of course I'm bringing it up, because it's public knowledge, and I saw it, and I said, I got to mention this.
Well, of course. Yeah, but in terms of the legacy media, for example, it would be like, well, don't need to go back and re-quote that at this time.
I can hear him now, Kyle. I can hear him now. Well, I don't know if we can confirm that or not. Well, how do you think I got it? I got it from an interview he did on MSNBC.
Yes, well, of course, but at that time it was kind of like, let's show Pete Buttigieg in a good light, and let's see how the Biden administration is proactive in making
sure
that this coming holiday season.
Kyle, they are trying to put Pete Buttigieg out there as a presidential candidate.
Oh, yes, you are absolutely 100% correct.
And they are so wrong. This guy is a disaster.
Yes, well, very much so. But he rose to national prominence by running for president, and here he is now, Secretary of Transportation.
And he screwed that up.
Well, that's right. But and even though he's done that, even if he runs for president and they think he's one of the most viable, you know, people for that, they will gloss over all this stuff.
Now, Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, she's one of my friends, follows me, and thank you very much, Kimberly, if you're listening. Their January 6th transcripts were released yesterday with no fanfare at all because there's really nothing there to say.
No, I did see one thing where they're trying to make hay out of her speaking fee and this kind of thing. But really, Captain, it all has to do with the fact that if you're associated with Donald Trump, then you're going to be held to a different standard, number one, and it's not going to be a very fair kind of standard either. It's going to, the only thing that you can do if you're associated with Donald Trump is be vilified.
Now, they don't have enough problems in New York State. They're going to have some more. Where'd you hear this? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
New York State opened its first legal cannabis dispensary yesterday.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, it's not the way that a lot of people think, you know, and we understand, you know, if a doctor is telling you this or that and so forth within the confines of your relationship with your doctor, but...
These people aren't doctors.
No, but I have had some experience with what happens when you have a marijuana dispensary, basically, nearby in a commercial center, and the kinds of havoc that it can wreak on that area.
Basically. Yeah, well, that's because you're a property manager, and it was in one of the properties you managed.
That's true.
And that created nothing but problems, and never should have been allowed.
Yes, we could say it created an awful lot of problems that had nothing to do with medical help or anything like that, but it had everything to do with a lot of ancillary issues that show up with that.
Yep. Wait a minute. Breaking news. You ready?
Yep.
Southwest Airlines says it expects to return to normal operations today after slashing about two-thirds of their schedule. There you go.
Well, but and I'm glad about that. We want people to get where they need to go, but normal operations doesn't mean slashing two-thirds of your
schedule. No, their planes are still not in the air because of whatever reason, so they're not flying them.
That's right, unless there's some weather-related reason or something else.
This isn't the weather, Kyle. This is called crews and then scheduling and drug tests and whatever else these people have to do. She was unbelievable. All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Okay, folks, when we come back from this break, we are going to tell you about the Census Bureau and what they just got done doing that's going to blow your mind apart. Wow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You USA News Update. Southwest Airlines said it expects to return to normal operations Friday after more than a week of widespread flight cancellations that started with a winter storm and spiraled out of control because of a breakdown with staffing technology. If Thursday turns out to be the last day of the Southwest crisis, it'll be marked by about 2,350 canceled flights, nearly 60% of the airline's schedule. Dak Prescott threw for 282 yards and two touchdowns to Dalton Schultz as the Dallas Cowboys beat the banged-up and resting Tennessee Titans 27-13 on Thursday night for their sixth win in seven games. The Cowboys posted their first back-to-back 12-win season since 1994 and 1995 when Dallas won its last of the franchise's five Super Bowl titles. Fans were chanting, "Let's go Cowboys," throughout the game. The Cowboys still need to finish the regular season by winning at Washington, with Philadelphia losing. I'm Blue Flores, USA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And Hernando and Citrus counties have been waiting for this. Moss Nissan is now open in Brooksville at the corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50. This new dealership is just beautiful, by far the nicest in Brooksville. I'll be at the new Moss Nissan in Brooksville this Saturday from 11 to 3, and while I'm there, I'll help you get the best deal on that new or pre-owned Nissan. We'll have the grill fired up, so come hungry and get something to drink. This Saturday, 11 to 3, at the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, corner of the Suncoast Parkway and State Route 50.
I'm telling you, you're going to like this place. You are going to like this place, Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville. Simply gorgeous. Simply gorgeous. Brand new building, brand new lot. All righty, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Whoops. Hey, Captain.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Listen, wait till you hear this one. You know what the Census Bureau is, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Okay, well, about 1,000 cities and towns and villages in the U.S. lost their status as urban areas on Thursday as the U.S. Census Bureau released a new list of places considered urban based on revised criteria. Now, about 3.5 million residents living in the small cities, hamlets, and towns in villages that lost their urban designation were bumped into the rural category. Now, the new criteria raised the population threshold from 2,500 to 5,000 people, and housing units were added to the definition. So, in other words, more people gave them more notoriety as to where people were moving to, moving out of the small towns, moving into the next size larger towns.
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. And, of course, we are seeing people sort of migrate, as you were, to different places. And especially, Captain, I think a lot of people have been looking to try to get out of some of the more dense areas and try to find some peace and quiet elsewhere. Absolutely.
Well, as of Monday of this week, I was seriously looking for a place to move to that was warmer. I did not sign up to come over here and freeze my petunias off, so to speak, and I have to run my heat day and night for 3 days and nights and set it at 75 degrees to try to keep it 70 inside my home, which, oh, by the way, is built for Florida, not for northern weather.
Well, exactly. That's it. Yeah, there are differences in that. And, of course, the iguanas are probably also looking to – they might be surfing the Internet looking for warmer climes.
I saw an iguana yesterday back up in the tree where they normally would be. I saw one of them. I was thinking to myself, I'll bet he's happy.
No kidding. That's right. He can come back to life, basically.
Now, Kyle, there's a very liberal TV network called G4 TV. Have you heard about it?
Not a whole lot, no.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. But then again, since they only had 1,000 viewers a day, I guess that's why I didn't know about it. But how badly do you think G4 TV screwed things up by forcing one big social justice movement on its audience?
What happened?
TikTok. According to the latest data, the backlash they suffered was so bad, it put them last place in the ratings on television. And that's not an exaggeration. According to IndieWire, which is a Nielsen ratings outfit, it showed that by the time of its death, and it's no longer in business, in 2022, it was this is amazing. It was raking in only 1,000 viewers a day, putting it in last place out of 126 television channels.
Seems like you got to work pretty hard to be last, you know, something like that, especially in this day and age. But, yeah, that's really, really something.
Now, I did not know about this network at all. I found out about it, but I'm glad to know that's another one that we're beating in the ratings.
Well, that's right.
Easily.
That, yeah, exactly. And we're happy and proud of it.
Yeah. Because we can see what we do on the Internet in terms of the numbers of people that are listening via the streams and whatnot around the countryside, and that's how we gauge what's going on. And I'm not going to say anything other than the fact that it is a lot higher than what some of these cable networks, the ABC, the lower-end cable networks are getting, like, oh, gosh, I won't mention these names, like MSNBC, for example, and CNN. On any given night, we have more people listening to our radio show than watch them during the daytime.
See, this is really
significant. And that's a fact.
I'm so glad, yeah, and I'm glad that you brought it up because, number one, of course, it does show the reach of radio, for sure. It is not by any means going by the wayside. There's a perception that television is just bigger, is always going to have more viewers, but that's just really not the case. And we're so happy. We've got so many people listening that it's hard to keep up with all the messages.
And again, it deals with integrity. And that's what I talked about earlier, integrity. We try to do it right. We try to vet what we put out there. We try to make sure that it's a legitimate story before we get it out there. And if it's not legitimate, we're going to tell you, say, by the way, this just came out, but we can't verify, trust or verify what's here. If I even do that, sometimes I don't.
Well, that's right, because we have to wait for further information before we run with it. Absolutely.
Now, you remember Dr. Birx, right?
Oh, yes, Dr. Birx.
Dr. Birx came out yesterday and made a comment that's going to really make a lot of people happy. You ready?
Yep.
The United States is still not ready for another pandemic.
Well,
I mean, really, Dr. Birx?
Yeah, I think people understand the whole pandemic thing backwards and forwards at this point. And but if they're talking about in any way, well, we just shut everything down again, we know that doesn't work. And who knows? So this pandemic, you know, was not like I think any other that we've ever seen. We're still trying to get the genesis of this whole thing. And try to figure out, you know, where it actually came from. And this is in the sense of technically knowing precisely how it was done, what it was made, it was spliced together, what happened. And I think those are legitimate questions. There are other diseases that seem to follow a natural progression, seem to be naturally occurring in the environment, but this seems to be wholly different.
Now, there are some Democrats that are starting to put intense pressure on Dianne Feinstein to get her to step down, to resign as senator. An FBI probe has now been started with some things that she may or may not be involved in, but they're going to try to see if they can nail her on something. And in the meantime, guess who spoke up and said, here I am, here I am. Guess who spoke up?
It's our old friend, Adam Schiff.
You mean eyebrows?
Well, you know, honestly, really? Well,
let's talk about what he said, because this is Adam Schiff at his worst. I'm giving a California Senate run a very serious consideration. Are you kidding me? The guy's already counting the money to spend to get the nomination. They're trying to get Dianne Feinstein out of there, and they got the FBI trying to put pressure on her to get her to quit.
Isn't that really something to behold when she was so lauded and when she first made the run for Senate and so forth? But now, of course, so many years later, now they just want to kick her to the curb. It just goes to show that there's just no there doesn't seem to be any love lost there, I guess. But the idea, Captain Adam Schiff is senator. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid.
Yeah.
I can't imagine him being a senator.
Now, despite the criticism that Rona McDaniel's been getting, she looks very strong to win her fourth term, her fourth two-year term, as the party's national chairwoman when the 168-member Republican National Committee holds its winter meetings January 25th through 27th. She looks like she's going to win this going away.
Yes, I would agree. And I think, though, of course, no matter what, moving into 2024, there has to be the infighting that will ensue from something like this even needs to be incredible. You know, it needs to be minimal at best. And there needs to be a lot of fence mending, and there needs to be a real sense that the goal is to win the White House, and we can't do that if everybody's criticizing.
Now, I need to set the record straight, because I've had a lot of people come up to me, and they said, oh, isn't she the daughter of Mitt Romney, or the sister, or this, that, and the other? No. She is, in fact, the cousin of Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is her uncle.
Right, right. But the proof's going to be in the pudding. The results are what people are going to want. Now, you know, is there a way to make sure that everybody is on the same page? I think so, because the stakes are just too high. But we can't go through another thing where it's just a big fizzle.
No, and I think she's going to get it again, and I think this time she'll probably do better than she did before, because more people are going to be watching her. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with a Truckers Highway and Byway report. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Mosnissan.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48. Live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Man, I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive, my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard, hard-working man. job from 9 to 5. I'm a hard, hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Brooks and Dunn, Hard Working Man. That's the original three-minute country western hit.
Yeah, that song really moves.
Oh, it rocks the house, and that's what put Brooks and Dunn on the map for a lot of people. When we heard that, they had us. Because there were a whole bunch of us that were hard-working men that wore hard hats.
Yeah.
All right, well, you tell us what's going on out west there, Kyle, because from Denver west, we got us some snow.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We've got a significant snowstorm moving through the area of western Nevada as we go into the New Year's weekend.
Yep.
So you definitely want to be aware of that if you're in the Reno area there with our new affiliate, and we sure appreciate that as well.
93.7 FM.
That's right, 93.7. As you're heading up to Winnemecca, you definitely got some weather to contend with there. We're seeing snow, live snow, on the map right now. Right now, you got snow, as I said, a little bit east or south, rather, of Winnemecca, but all the way over through Elko and a little bit further from there as well on I-80. So be aware of that. That same snow is going to go on up into parts of southern Idaho. Most of southern Oregon's covered in rain, sleet, or snow at this point, with the rain over more towards the west coast on Interstate 5, but up through Fossil and then up to Washington, Walla Walla, and then, of course, I-90. And your way out of Seattle, Tacoma area, you're going to have rain and a lot of snow right before just a little bit before Spokane as you head on up I-90. So please do be careful. Rain in Northern California, of course, Southern Oregon coming over the border into Northern California, Redding, on down towards Sacramento, and in the middle of California, Central Valley, California Highway 99. Merced down through Fresno is getting a lot of rain right now, as is the Bay Area. Rounding out the rain in southern New Mexico along I-25, and then around Tucson, a little bit south of Phoenix right now, you've got rain in Arizona. So please, do be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. Let's go over to where we start out with our problems here. I'm going to go south first. We got us some rain along the Gulf right now. We got a line of thunderstorms right there by Beaumont, Texas, on the Louisiana line, starting to move to the east. We've got some rain out in front of it over towards New Orleans, as well as some fog over into the upper peninsula of Florida, over towards, Pensacola, and over east towards Crestview. So there you go. And going straight up the line here, going up to Iowa, northeastern corner of Iowa, got some unsettled weather up there, going to have a little bit of fog, a little bit of rain. Southeastern corner of Minnesota looks like the same thing. Then in Wisconsin, the center of Wisconsin to include Madison, you've got some dense fog up there tonight, very dense fog, so be careful, and that'll add to your trip. You can't see upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, fog up that way, and then going over along the lakes, we do have a little bit of, oh, this is wonderful, we do have rain now south of Buffalo. For about a 20 or 30 mile stretch that's coming in off the lake. It's gotten warmer up there now. I told you, be careful of the flooding that's coming, because when that rain hits that snow and it melts, which it's going to do, there's going to be a lot of basements flooded now in the Buffalo area where they've had all that snow, and it's going to be a terrible problem. Up by Watertown, got some rain up in there too because of the way the wind's blowing. I got some fog, Chesapeake Bay. You've got some fog along Long Island. Looks like as if you got some up along the main coast from Bangor east towards Nova Scotia. And we've got also what appears to be a change in the weather with some moisture coming up to the northern part of Maine, which probably will be in the form of rain. Now, northern part of Florida today, we're going to get some thunderstorms, it looks like. There's some weather coming across the, and there's another stretch of thunderstorms. Kyle, there's two stretches of thunderstorms just popped up in the Gulf of Mexico. That first one I told you about, moving east out of Beaumont, Texas, over into Louisiana. And another one that's out to sea a little bit, south of New Orleans. And that will be coming east towards Florida, it looks like. And we might see that perhaps in our area or further south later today or tonight. So that's what we got. We're looking at. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight in the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about, and get yourself, join the Drivers Club, first of all, then you get yourself a free drink when you go in there, whether it's coffee or soda or whatever. Get one of those big cups, and you're all set to go. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on with this Santos guy? I mean, my God, I mean, I'm hearing more ridiculous things. I believe they're going to seat him, though. I believe he's going to get sworn in.
Well, that's the rumor. yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's where, I guess the other big question is, who was running opposed to him, and where was the opposition research?
Well, the guy was, I can't remember what he was. He was a Democrat, I know that, but he was on television all the time. Used to see him as a commentator a lot on CBS, and he was on Fox for a while, too, but mostly on CBS.
Well, I don't know. This one will be interesting. But I guess you have to leave it to, who is it, the Southern District of New York that's doing the
right
investigation on them. So just, I guess, let it play out there. I don't know.
Yeah, and that district attorney there, man or not man, well, whatever she is, he's in her district. The one that went after Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. Now, I don't know what's going to happen of this. Like I say, they're talking about swearing the guy in on Tuesday. I've also heard that the Congress could censure him for a year, like they did Marjorie Taylor Greene, pretty much put her off in a corner and let her stay there and not have much predominance in doing whatever, and give them a chance to prove themselves and see if things would calm down or not. We'll see. I don't know, but it's certainly going to be interesting for a couple of weeks anyway, right?
Yeah. It's kind of creepy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, it adds a new definition to the word creepy, I think. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after we go to the top of the hour news break. And your stations get an opportunity to identify themselves and do all the great things that they do when they go to their break. So don't go anywhere. I shall be.
Warren, stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.